Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week we are talking about love, and specifically we're talking about the three wise kings who brought gifts to Jesus. And straight up, I have to, well, actually, there's probably no point asking you. I was going to say, have you got all your gifts ready for Christmas?
Of course.
But knowing you, you have.
Of course.
Yes. Whereas I've still got a few to go. I've got like my mental list. It's just a matter of going to get it done. So
I haven't done my cooking yet.
Yeah, but that's all right. You can do that in the morning of.
No. I'm not one of.
Oh, you mean your biscuits?
Yeah, the biscuits and other things. Yeah, I don't want to cook the morning of.
I was going to say the potato salad's always the morning
I'll
of.
I'll do that.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So, we're talking about the three wise kings, and I loved your description at the beginning of how these were men who were, yes, kings. They were royalty. They were learned men. They were wealthy, but they didn't see it was beneath them to go and look for this little boy.
That was prophesied.
Yeah, but that, you know, was not wealthy, that was born in a manger. You know, they knew that there was something more about this little boy.
Something special.
Yeah.
Something different. Especially because the star was born just for him.
Mm.
Made.
Yeah.
Because they were, it sounds like astrologers, and this star appeared like that. So they knew that was a new star because they'd been studying, you know, years probably previously. And then what? So they've gone to seek, why a new star? And probably prophesied of the prophecy, you know, looking back through the scripture or the knowledge of stuff that was around, what was written, what was shared about, they recognize that this star was telling us there's a new king.
Mm.
And they didn't get a star born
when they were born. Yeah. It
so
made me think.
Something different.
It makes me think about, so where are things in my life that God wants to show me that I should look to?
But I don't see.
Yes, you know, because the star was a big sign. And so where are the signs in our lives, and maybe where God's saying something to us in a place where we're not expecting it? Because to me, that's kind of when you describe these wise kings, that's kind of what came to my mind, how they've gone to look for something in a place that was not necessarily expected.
Well, if you talk about a bit like that, it depends on God's timing of revelation to us. He reveals to us things.
Yeah.
So the star was revealed at a certain time factor because Jesus' birth, and they followed the star. Think of St. Paul, who was originally Saul. He was blind to the fact that he was killing Christians, that he was doing the wrong thing. He thought he was righteous and doing the right thing before God because he loved God.
Yep.
And then he was you know, by a stroke of lightning or bolt of whatever it was, plus God's voice, you know, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He was struck by the revelation of, oh my goodness, I'm not doing the right thing. And then he was blinded for 3 days, and he got taught by, you know,
Ananias.
Yes. Yep. But he was then open to hearing and seeing.
Mm.
Seeing internally, and then his sight came back. So it was God's revelation. So I guess we want to then pray, Lord, reveal to us what we're not seeing.
Mm. Yep.
Reveal to us when maybe you're speaking to us and we're not seeing what you're saying or hearing what you're saying.
Yeah, no, that's good prayer. I also thought it was interesting because of the picture that we often probably get around the manger at Christmas time. We picture the wise men being there, but that
actually they, came
when he was a little bit older,
2 years of age.
Yeah,
yes,
that gives you a just different perspective. Like, oh wow, like, and when you were reading the scripture, it actually says he went to Jerusalem. Well, Jesus wasn't born in Jerusalem, so. But I'd never really,
you know, noticed that maybe before. So that's just a new perspective. So you share the scripture and you talk about the gifts that they bring. And particularly what you're trying to show us, though, is that they came prepared with a gift.
Yes.
And they'd thought through what they wanted to give.
Yes.
By bringing, you described the gold, the frankincense and the myrrh. And at the same time as they brought these gifts, Jesus himself is a gift to them and to us.
Through his gift, what am I bringing to my people, to those who are in need? They're crying out. And he knew from the beginning, from when Adam and Eve sinned, he'd already had the plan, I'm sending my son. Because then over in the Old Testament, all the prophecies of the Messiah coming to save, coming back, you know.
So it makes us think, and you did ask the question, so what is our gift or my personal gift to Jesus? And I think it will be different for many of us. So for some of us, maybe our gift is a first yes to God.
Yeah, a belief in God.
Yeah, to say, yes, Lord, I believe, and yes, I want eternal life. I believe in you, God. But maybe for others, there's a deeper surrender, which in time will come, hopefully, for those
for
people
everybody.
Saying yes. Yeah. But maybe there's an area of your life, just made me think on the weekend, our priest was asking us in his homily, he said, is there an area of your life that there's a bit of darkness and you need some light?
Yes.
And so is there an area of your life that, you know, this Christmas, Jesus, I'm going to offer this to you? And it's funny to think that you're offering a dark space to God, but it's for him to come
but
in.
It's true. I mean, the other day someone said to me, and it hurt me a bit, but then I started reflecting upon it. They said, oh, you're always like that. Because I've been a bit grumpy. And I thought, oh, I thought I'd changed. I thought I was better than what I used to be, maybe.
Yeah.
But then I started reflecting, maybe I've fallen back into the trap or the sin of being grumpy when things don't go right.
Yeah.
And so I made it reflect upon me, like, Lord, help me overcome this.
Mm.
And maybe it's a weakness that's always going to be within me, but then, Lord, you know, what is it? Love covers all sins.
Mm.
Well, it's only God's love that covers our sin.
Yep.
He's the one who did it.
Mm.
And so ask for forgiveness and move on, but ask God to help me overcome.
So that's really the weekly challenge for this week. What is your gift that you can offer Jesus this Christmas?
Right now where you're at, just be honest.
The gift of self, the gift of a particular area in your life, the gift of just a yes.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is will be different for each of us and will be right for each of us as well. So we pray that you are continuing to have an amazing Advent, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.